Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two already. And proud to bring on somebody who I consider to be a friend. Laura Clark is currently serving as the president of the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty, founded by she and her husband, Matt Clark. Laura has her undergraduate degree from Freed Hardeman University and a law degree and a master's in alternative dispute resolution, both from the Jones School of Law down in Montgomery. And we're proud to have her on the show today. Laura Clark, how are you doing?
Hey, Phil. How are you?
I'm good. Good to hear from you. Thanks for making time today.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime.
All right. Let me just throw it out there. Title IX, the Biden administration is just content to use its pen to regulate law into non-existence. In essence, your thoughts on this?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's just absolutely unconstitutional, and I don't see it standing up for very long.
Well, I would hope not. I mean, I look at it and think, first of all, am I correct in saying there's never been a designated protected class under the law for gender identity?
Well, no, unless you want to count what happened with Bostock, but it certainly hasn't been applied to Title IX before.
Yeah, I don't think it's quite the intent of Congress to see this happen the way it is. In fact, we're seeing a pretty vivid reaction right now from members of Congress. And I think that to some degree it could blow back on them. But where is this thing going? I know you have your finger on the pulse of special interest law out there. Is anybody going to bring suit sometime soon?
Well, I'm hearing that ADF is supposed to. Certainly Alabama Center for Law and Liberty would love to get in on that as well. There are so many great routes you can go on here. Number one, this is done via executive action. So that's a whole issue. It really hurts freedom of speech because part of it is that our teachers have to call a student by their preferred pronouns.
Oh.
Another thing is you can go after them from parental aspect because, you know, the teachers don't have to inform the parents that they're calling them by a different pronoun, and thus kind of giving them a double life. You can go at it from an aspect of protecting girls and sports from a protection standpoint for them in the bathroom. I mean, in many ways, it's just absolutely erasing women. I'm really surprised the feminists aren't up in arms, but of course, they're kind of inconsistent these days.
Yeah. Feminists are almost non-existent
away
right
with
now.
Women. Yeah, honestly, transgenders have taken that over too. But yeah, so I mean, I think there's so many great aspects to go after it. I don't expect the next if Trump gets back in office, I can see him also putting a stop to it because this really was an Obama era order and Trump put a stop to it while he was in office. So, I mean, and then of course Biden reinstated that. But yeah, I can really see Trump doing that.
Well,
I would
absolutely believe that Trump would, and that's part of the beauty of this being an executive order is it can be rescinded. I say beauty, but the fact that it's an executive order, it's you know, legislation by executive fiat. You mentioned ADF a minute ago. For those who don't know, that's Alliance Defending Freedom, and you're with the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty. There are groups out there, both on the left and the right. The left side, you might think of SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ACLU. But there are groups out there that are actually fighting in court on a regular basis for conservative and traditional values. And that's what you're well-versed in. So you do see the potential here for a claim like sometime very soon.
Absolutely. I really think that you will see something pretty well immediately before this thing even goes into effect. And you can do that just on the theory that, you know, it will cause harm potentially should this go into effect. So I think they have perfect standing to start going after it now. I think we have perfect standing to go after it now.
Well, yeah, I think we do. I don't know if you saw this too, but part of the law, part of the regulations changes the way they handle sex discrimination on campuses. Under the Trump administration, there was a requirement that you could face your accuser, which you would think would be constitutional. If there was an allegation of sexual assault or discrimination, And we've had some very high profile cases in recent years where college students had their lives ruined by fake claims. Not that they're all fake, but when they are, it's devastating if you're not allowed to have a true hearing and save your own, you know, career, your education. And they're rolling that back right now, saying that you won't be allowed to have that level of due process under the new regulations.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's kind of an odd contradiction as well, because basically what it's saying is, believe all women. You don't even have a chance to have your accuser tell you whether or not, you know, what they're accusing you of and cross-examine them. So believe all women, but at the same time, don't protect the women. So it's okay. It's bad if, you know, somebody rapes the woman and it's just, you know, a usual straight male. But if you send a male that believes he's a woman into a locker room and, you know, lets him change there, no, that's good. That's totally fine.
Yeah, then you're the homophobe for not wanting that to take place in your locker room. That's just, well, all right. So this has been issued. I tell you where I also see it. I think there's going to be a religious accommodation issue here. I think you're going to wind up seeing like Christian schools who have been taking, I don't know, free and reduced lunch money from the federal government, suddenly being told you have to allow transgenders on your high school girls soccer team.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think you're going to see this even down to elementary schools, you know, because, yeah, they take federal funding just for school lunch programs, you name it.
Well, apparently your dog doesn't like this. I can tell in the background. But
no, he's very upset about it. He says that if I've gotten sick, so should the rapist.
That was a good quick comeback. Well, all right. So I guess this goes into a political question, but I can't help but wonder if President Biden really knows what his administration just did. If he's even lucid or consistently aware that they just took an axe to a law that I would imagine in his 40 years in D.C., he regularly supported or called for, you know, support of, or used as a bludgeon to stop anybody from doing anything that could be considered conservative. And now he's basically just redefining it entirely away from where it was designed under the original Title IX in 1972.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think he really understands what he, I think he's trying to score political points with the left. I really do. I think he's, you know, desperately trying for anything that would get him reelected, because, I mean, his numbers are frankly terrible. I don't think he understands how bad it is what he's doing, or how inconsistent.
All right. So to bring a lawsuit on this, what's first? I mean, I know you have to find a plaintiff and you have to find somebody who has a cause of action with actual damages, but what kind of person are we talking about? How could this initiate into legal action?
Well, I mean, anybody, honestly, because it has so much wide sweeping implications. I mean, you name it. It could be a teacher at like a federally funded school. It could be a student, especially a girl that plays on girls' sports teams, because they're going to be highly implicated in this. It could be a student that, you know, who's gone into the, you know, could use a bathroom, and or any student, especially a girl, uses the bathroom, and a transgender now has to be allowed to use the bathroom of their choice. I mean, the world is open now, you know.
That's a plaintiff type action. Could an attorney general go ahead and just fight this thing from a state AG standpoint?
I believe so, yes. I think they could, especially because their state schools would be receiving this federal funding. And so they have a right to kind of fight for their schools and their teachers and their employees.
More to come. I mean, it is wide, wide, wide open. I tell you what, if you hear of any cases coming, I sure would appreciate you keeping us in touch and let us know if there's a means by which this radio show can take part in the fight. But in the meantime, Laura Clark, Alabama Center for Law and Liberty, thanks for making some time for us today, all right?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Phil.
All right, take care.
You too. Bye.
Yeah, this is – so as we head into the break, let me just say that the war on women, it's real. It's not just a euphemism. It's not just like a clickbait kind of statement. I mean, for instance, here's one. The Concerned Women of America published a statement on this very thing, and they're asking the same question I did. Where are the feminists right now? This is an organization whose sole purpose in life is to establish public policy that protects women, and they are saying that this particular set of rules now reinterprets the meaning of sex with vague, undefined, and subjective categories like gender identity. They say that Biden's rule rejects that sex is defined as biologically male and female. Women and girls are now losing their rights, they say, to equality of opportunity because of males who self-identify as women being given new rights to take their place. Peggy Nance, who's a CEO and the president of Concerned Women's Action for Legislative Action, says Biden's regressive rule erases our status as women and the protections that should go with it, disproportionately harming biological women and girls for what she calls the new heroes of the day, which are men who claim to be women. And this ends by saying, the Caitlin Clarks of this world, they must make way for mediocre, self-obsessed males to steal our status, our spaces, and our sports. Where are the feminists? It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. All right, folks, we will be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned.